There's a knock at the door. It's the police. They'd like to search your home, but first they'd like you to kindly wait outside until they get a search warrant to search the premises. That way you won't be able to destroy any evidence inside. This is a real case out of Sullivan, Illinois, and the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether such a search and seizure, one conducted after keeping the resident out of the house awaiting a search warrant, is permissible under the Constitution. Here are the facts of the case. A couple lived together in Sullivan in 1997. The woman asked police to accompany her to their house so she could remove her belongings. After she did, she told police that her husband had drugs inside. So police knocked on the door, and at some point, the woman's husband stepped outside the trailer home. Police kept him outside and wouldn't let him re-enter without them. Other officers, meanwhile, got a warrant to search the premises. 2 hours later, warrant in hand, they returned to the trailer and found drugs and drug paraphernalia, just as the wife had told them. At trial, the husband argued that the evidence should not be admitted because the search and seizure held off for 2 hours, keeping him outside while officers got a warrant, violated the Fourth Amendment. The trial court agreed and suppressed the evidence, as did an Illinois appeals court, finding that the police had no authority to do what they did, that the drugs could not be admitted as evidence because they were the results of an unconstitutional seizure. A splintered U.S. Supreme Court addressed a similar issue in a case from 1984. In that case, drug agents suspected two people of trafficking cocaine from their apartment. They watched and listened as the two completed a drug transaction. Their customers cooperated with the agents, so agents had enough information to arrest the two, and they did, in their apartment, securing it while they waited for a search warrant, a wait that took 19 hours. The two people arrested argued that the drugs and other evidence should be suppressed at trial as the fruit of an illegal search and seizure. But 5 of the 9 justices found that all should be admitted as evidence against the defendants, calling the dissenting opinion by the remaining 4 justices one that would find some constitutional right to destroy evidence. But the Illinois Appellate Court refused to find that case persuasive. For one reason, in the Supreme Court case, police already had the residents in custody, arrested, while they waited for a search warrant. Second, it found that legal analysts have criticized the case. Third, the justices split so strongly, the 5 justices comprising the majority simply could not agree on key issues, the Illinois Appellate Court decided it was not bound by the opinion. Instead, it focused on several opinions from Illinois state courts. Police can't order people off a yacht while they obtain a warrant. Police can't order a person they've evicted to leave his things in a motel room while they obtain a search warrant. Police can't threaten 2 students with sealing their dorm room while they obtain a warrant. The students' consent, giving police the right to search under those circumstances, wasn't valid. And now we'll see if the Supreme Court justices agree. Justices should hear oral argument in the fall, with the decision most likely next year. I'm Amy Guida.